It's time to link up for Isthmus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Good morning, Desley Simpson.
Morena, te wiki o te reo Māori.
Oh, yes.
We've come a long way since 1972, you know, when we got that petition to prioritise te reo Māori to where we are today. So I just thought I would acknowledge Māori Language Week. And if I'm able to, Johnny, you know, I think I've spoken to you about this before. We have the potential to break the world record for the most people performing the haka, right?
Yes, when has that happened? I think we're doing a piece on it.
29th of September, right?
Yes.
And thanks to the Māori Language Commission, until September 21, which is the last day of Te Puka Utereo Māori Language Week, you can buy tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for children, which is highly discounted, to come along and be part of that world record, because much and all as I love the French, I personally do not believe that the French should hold the world record.
Yes.
Whereabouts is it? Come on, Tamakura, get up there, it's Eden Park.
Eden Park, of course. Okay, we'll check that out. Now, Desley, just doubling back to a couple of weeks ago when we spoke, we chatted about cycleways, and we had a couple of texts come through regarding cycleways. Just to bring everyone up to speed, I'll just run through the texts that we got, and you're going to speak to them. Can you ask the Deputy Mayor when they're going to finish the cycleway from Hugo Johnson Drive through to Otahu beside the railway tracks, because cyclists heading south have to contend with Great South Road from Penrose to Otahu, one of the busiest industrial areas in the country, and also the Green Route cycleway from Devonport to Takapuna, Francis Street, to new development on Esmond Road. What's happening with that? So those two cycleways. Any update on those, Desley?
Look, the short answer is neither of these potential cycleways are funded in the current RLTP or the Regional Land Transport Plan, so not in the 10 years. Only cycleways that were already underway will get funding, because, of course, we share this with central government, right? So what we're waiting for is Auckland Transport to come back to council with information about the implications of what the government decisions have been, and that will come through later this week. So then we will consider what we spend our money on, like the ratepayers' money on, because a lot of those big projects are done sort of 50-50 with central government. And central government, you know, each government, like every council, has their own priorities, and some projects make it, some projects don't. And so once we know where the government 50-50 kind of style is, then we turn around and say, right, now we've got those, now what are we going to do on top of that with kind of ratepayer money, for want of a better word. So that's coming through this afternoon. And look, you know, the bottom line is, Johnny, there's always a lot more things that people want that we have money to fund, and that's a matter of how we prioritise that.
How do people touch base with the council and say, hey, this piece of infrastructure definitely needs some work, or something needs to happen here? Is there a space for people to do that currently?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is to go through their local board at first cut, because the local board then advocates to the council through their councillor for the project. So it sort of goes a bottom-up process. And, you know, Auckland Transport have had a bit of a rap over some of the things that they have done in communities, and we've been very clear with them, and they've agreed that if something isn't 100% supported by the local board, then it may well not happen, all right? So it's actually really important to get the two arms, of the two political arms, the community talking to the politicians, first at local board level and then further up to council, you know, for projects to be pushed as being, you know, a really strong advocacy, you know, for something like, and that happened in my ward. I mean, it was for a long time, the big shared pass through the Po River Valley was absolutely the most important thing that my community wanted, which was a walkway cycleway shared path. And that's why it got funded, because it was just such a very strong advocacy for it.
Okay. Now, what's your position, Desley, on New Zealand First's proposal to disestablish Auckland Transport and create a new organisation? Do you believe this change would benefit Auckland's transport system?
Well, I think, you know, it is going to be really interesting, isn't it? I mean, on one hand, let's back the truck up a bit. You know, Auckland Transport was set up as part of Auckland, the new Auckland Council structure, way back in, you know, 2010, because people realised that transport could be political, and it would be better to put, potentially, it would be better to put professional directors in to run Auckland Transport based on what they think was needed in the city independently, rather than politicians 3 years going sort of one way over there
and then
3 years changing to 3 years over here. And so that was the theory behind this kind of CCO model, right? And because we all know that, you know, the way that the CCOs have been set up is that, you know, they do have that independence. So then, but then, that's one side of the coin. And then the other side of the coin is, however, but, you know, we're the only council in the country that doesn't have that political influence, that doesn't do our RLTP, for example. You know, it is done by Auckland Transport, which is slightly different.
Yes.
So it will be an interesting debate. We've changed the whole board of Auckland Transport this term. I don't think there is anybody on the board of Auckland Transport that was there prior to this particular political term.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, Aucklanders are quite often shocked that the politicians that they vote in aren't responsible for the outcomes.
Do you think that this proposed bill could align with the goal of enhancing accountability in Auckland Transport's decision making? Do you think this is could be a step towards greater transparency and public involvement?
Yeah, I do. Look, I do. I think it's about how you get it right. You know, so I think I think there's probably a sweet spot between the two. I mean, Auckland Transport and some, you know, are doing a good job in some things, and some things they are aware that they need to improve on. You know, the trust and confidence one is pretty much the only one of their 19 performance measures that they didn't meet. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons around that. So this bill is something that I said the Mayor's wanted to have for a long time, and he's been talking to the Minister about how that happened.
Before Auckland Transport did potentially get disbanded, do you think there are... or do you think the existing system could be improved without completely disbanding Auckland Transport? And if so, what specific changes or reforms do you think would be needed?
Yeah, I've talked to the Mayor about this. I think at the end of the day, Auckland Transport it needs to go right down inside itself. It's when it sort of does stuff, it's the communications, when it does stuff that doesn't seem to have buy-in by the community, or they're not aware of it, or you know, that's the thing I think they need to improve on, you know, better. And I spoke to the chief executive about it. You know, it's I'll give you an example. You know, they've done a good job in my ward. They came out and they've repainted some lines, and they put, you know, slow down and watch the children crossing by a big sports field with a big playground, whatever. And they ended up by writing the word slow on the road right outside a local board member's home, right? And they didn't know about it.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just so sometimes it's those little things, you know? And it's about getting that knowledge out and you know, the communication about what they do, why they do it, and a bit of an understanding. And they're looking at changing that format. You know, I think the chief executive is doing a really good job about, you know, trying to tighten up the organisation to be better at it. It's a big organisation. So I think, you know, more KPIs, more communication, you know, more understanding of the deliverables and why, and more buy-in from the community as to why.
Now, just moving on, Desley, to the Auckland City Council's downtown car park, which got sold a couple of years ago. There's obviously been a bit of kickback from various groups around the city, including the Save Queen Street Society, who have concerns that demolishing the downtown car park, which has been sold, it was a space for around 2,000 cars in the city, and pretty affordable parking given some of the neighbouring car parks that are privately owned. Demolishing the downtown car park is potentially, this is one of the concerns, would damage the city and make it harder to shop, dine and attend events and access the Gulf Islands. How does the council plan to address these concerns and mitigate the potential negative impacts of getting rid of these 2,000 car parks in the city?
I think the short version of that is that you've mentioned two things, the legal stuff and being able to park at that location. I'll stick with the first one first, right? So when council makes a decision, and there obviously that's often, there is always the possibility that we can be taken to court, right?
Yes.
So we have a responsibility to make decisions and take into account all the information, but when people sometimes don't like that decision, you know, they can take us to court and challenge it. Just part of our process, and we often have to spend money on legal fees to defend that decision, and that's what happened here. It didn't actually end up by going to court, and that's been settled. The second part of that, though, is the waterfront itself and car parking and the fact that people wanted to be able to park there. There will be 200 car parks on site at that location. So there will be car parking that remains. There are neighbouring car park buildings as well. But I think we also have to address the fact that, you know, as a city grows and the public transport system improves and CRL opens, we will get to a stage that we will reduce the number of cars coming into the city because there will be more viable alternatives.
Yes.
So, you know, you've got the car parks, you've got a reduced number, but you've still got some for the people who want to, you know, park and go to Waiheke. But I think long term, as we progress as a city, we will see less people driving into the city when they have a better public transport option available to them.
Excellent. Okay, Desley, we've got probably time for one last piece. And the Auckland Heritage Festival sort of piqued my interest. Can you give us a bit of background on this? And where's it happening?
Yeah, well, we have a really successful, this is one of my most successful events. People love the history and learning, you know, what's made our city so special. So this year we have it over 2 weeks. It's from the 28th of September to the 13th of October, and it's 2 weeks of, you know, talks, walks, exhibitions, displays, performances, workshops. But the theme this year is around the history, specifically our Pacific history and heritage. There are things that you can see that are, you know, not in that vein, but a lot of the things are around our Pacific history, noting that we are the biggest Pacific city in the world. So you can come and have a look at the King of Tonga's Auckland residence. You can learn things like Samoan dancing, how to make tapa cloth. There's 130 events from all over the city, and I urge you to go and have a look at heritagefestival.co.nz to be part of that festival. It's, as I said, much loved and a great 2 weeks that we have coming up.
Excellent. Hey, Desley Simpson, Deputy Mayor of Tamaki Makaurau, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you in a fortnight's time.
Ka kite ana, and enjoy te wiki o te reo Māori.
Cheers, mate.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.